Live from the Kumia studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. And it was a huge giveaway. It says, this comes from the New York Post, a Brooklyn jail guard's massive hook-shaped penis helped the feds nab him for sexually assaulting inmates. Picked out of a lineup, apparently. This was revealed Tuesday as jurors listened on in shock. Welcome. Lieutenant Eugenio Perez is accused of forcing women at the Metropolitan Detention Center to give him oral sex. Prosecutors said they were able to nail him as a suspect when multiple accusers described his distinctive phallus. That's a nice penis, you know. You can pick it up you get just from a description, you know. It's the one. Matching descriptions. They got a good look at it. Sounds guilty to me. Indeed, the schlong arm of the law caught up to Perez when the feds made him drop trow to make a positive ID. Just what made Perez's member so memorable also became the big reveal of the day. The Brooklyn guards' sexual abuse trial. They don't call them screws for nothing, do they? Here's a quote from a former inmate. He wasn't circumcised. It was big, and it was like a hook. It was humongous, and it curved, this 38-year-old inmate said. She was locked up formerly in Sunset Park. This was an anonymous deal. But she noted his massive mammoth member kind of smelled bad. I tell you, those uncircumcised penises. Joining me here, comedian Chloe LaBranche. Hey, Chloe. Hey. So is this true that an uncircumcised penis will often have a smell?
It's unclear to me.
Oh, I see. You wouldn't go there, would you?
I have, but I don't remember.
Oh, really? Only when you're really hammered, huh?
Yeah, when you're really hammered. And yeah. You never know, actually.
Yeah, you never know. I guess, Gavin McInnes swears up and down that it's just fine, that it's no big deal, that it's like all you need is a little tissue, you just wipe it off. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of maintenance.
A lot of people call it like a little hat.
A little hat?
Yeah.
It gets a little like, it's like a little hat on a little head that gets a little layer of, smegma is the word. Smegma, which is a word that it doesn't even sound like something good, does it? It's
no.
Not. It's not a good thing.
Doesn't sound expensive.
It doesn't sound expensive. It doesn't sound elite.
No.
It doesn't sound. There's nothing charming about smegma. Mm. So Officer Smegma here, his trial continues, and she said, if it didn't stink, I would have been all over that shit. So really, what are you complaining about here? You know, I mean, like, tell the guy to take a shower, come back in 15 minutes. She described the odor as pissy as juror's eyebrows shot up. Pissy.
That'll happen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's right near all the piss, isn't it? Yeah. It's right there where the piss comes out. Apparently, this guy's dickhole was just out of control smelly. Now, how about that? Have you ever come across a dick that smelled like pissy?
I have not come across a pissy dick, but I have definitely come across a dick that smelled bad.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
What did it smell like?
It smelled like we were not going to have sex again.
It smells like the end of our relationship,
yeah.
Actually. Well, the woman, she was jailed at the time on a drug charge. She's since been released. Perez had approached her when she was getting cleaning supplies, ironically.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead and throw some Pine Sol on it. Why not? A little bleach from the cameraless lieutenant's office. See, that's the problem. No cameras in that lieutenant's office. Lieutenant, it's not a very important rank, from what I understand. Cameraless lieutenant's office at the jail. Boy, the things you can do in a cameraless lieutenant's office. At first, she embraced his hugs and kisses because she was lonely.
So that'll happen.
So that's consent, right?
Yeah, definitely. Being lonely is consent.
Being lonely in itself is consent.
If you, like, tweet or something, I'm lonely, and then you get raped, it's fair.
It's not even rape.
No.
They made love to you. They cared.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about when he whipped out his hefty pecker? This is in the New York Post, by the way.
Who's writing all this? Like all these different synonyms for dick.
Yeah, they never run out.
They don't run out.
No, they. You would thought with Anthony Weiner they would have run out eventually.
Yeah.
But when he whipped out his hefty pecker, she got scared.
Oh boy.
He just tried to push my head down so I could suck his dick. They don't really mince words, do they? In these former convicts, they just come right out and say it. He just tried to pushed my head down so I could suck his dick. Well, fair enough. yes.
A great audience.
Interesting. Yeah, we do. Bob great Dylan is our audience tonight. Hey, Bob, how are you? Thanks for being here, man. I can't tell you how honored I am that the legendary, you know, creator of so much music, like your catalog is just, I think that you're just getting warmed up too. You're just really getting to your top form.
How do you feel?
Yeah. A lot of people disagree. They say like, oh, they like all that. I don't like the acoustic stuff. Do you, Bob Dylan?
No.
No.
It's hard to take Molly too.
Right, it is. That's really what you need in music, isn't it? Something that's good to take Molly to.
Yeah.
Is Def Leppard good to take Molly to?
I just got this at Urban Outfitters.
Oh, why did you say
that? I'm just kidding. I didn't. I did. I actually didn't.
It's
got tour dates. It's got tour dates. It's legit.
Did you actually see Def Leppard in concert?
No, I did not. Okay. No, but I dated a guy whose cousin saw it. And his cousin gave him the shirt.
And then it came to you.
And he gave it to me. Mm. And he was like, this is a big deal, this shirt.
Said I felt used at this point. I felt like I was making a mistake. Like I wanted to be touched by another human being, but it just wasn't him. Wow. I just was lonely. It made me feel normal again, alive, because when you're in jail, you feel dead.
Oh.
But apparently, the dick is still a no-go.
It's too big, right?
She's like, as bad as I want a dick. Not only was it big, she said she would have been all over that shit if it didn't stink.
That's the stinky dick, the big stinky dick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's big enough to be tempting to an inmate.
It was stinky, and she's in jail, so she probably eats a lot of, you know what?
Eats a lot of what?
Pussy.
Pussy.
And so that probably smells.
For the euphemism, yeah.
That probably smells, too. So.
Well, maybe it does. I don't know. I mean, like, they take showers pretty frequently. No, I wouldn't know about prison pussy. I can tell you about that clean Kansas pussy. And tonight is brought to you by clean Kansas pussy. There's no other pussy like it. Yeah, you can only find it in one place. That's Kansas, the state of Kansas.
Huh.
And I'm not talking about Kansas City, Missouri. I'm talking about Kansas City, Kansas. That's right, west side, over by the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to the Kansans and their clean Kansas pussy. We could not...
Couldn't do it without
we
them.
We could not... Yeah, I wouldn't... I don't think I could go without that.
Yeah.
I really don't. So she said she was left and wasn't forced into doing anything. So, okay, it seems like you just changed your mind at this point. This doesn't seem like a crime. But, you know, if any... guard ever has sex with any inmate at all, like it doesn't matter, like say you, what do you weigh, about 100 pounds?
Sure.
And you have sex with say some 300 pound inmate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a guard and he's an inmate, you raped
the
him
guard. Yeah,
yeah, you've yeah, you're the guard.
I'm the guard. Okay, cool.
Right, in this scenario you are, yeah. And you've raped that man. How does that feel to know you could have so you could rape so many people in prison if you were a guard?
Do I get in trouble though?
No, not if you don't get caught.
Okay, because it's a cameraless room.
If you go into the cameraless lieutenant's room.
Then the rape is fine.
Then the rape
is
fine.
Get out of jail free.
It's yeah, exactly. You just go in there and like whatever happens in the lieutenant's room, it's cameraless, stays in the cameraless lieutenant's room.
You get caught, you're like, well, I'm already here. Might as well just stay.
Right, you just change clothes, really.
Yeah, you just change outfits.
She says, on cross-examination, she exploded as the defense attorney asked about her plea deal. You don't know the details of my fucking case? I pled it because I had to. You're not going to fucking badger me with your past, with my past. Wow. So she, before storming off the stand, she snarled to Perez, your lawyer is a dick. Well, this is a real courtroom drama.
Yeah.
Your lawyer's a dick. And your dick stinks. She just was up there running him down, telling him how much his dick stinks. Wait, Ryan Katsu-Rivera is in the booth tonight.
Hello.
How you doing? Nice to see you, man.
You know, I've seen Def Leppard, by the way, to go back a while.
Oh, right.
I don't want to chime in that early.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I appreciate you waiting for me to bring you in and then referring back. Now, when did you see Def Leppard?
2010, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was far from their heyday, way past their prime.
Yeah, it was. It was sad.
I think the drummer had lost both arms by then.
Yeah, his foot had fallen off during the show.
He's using a special, like those cars people drive when they don't have any limbs.
Yeah.
And the good show, did they play Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Dude, they played it all. I loved it.
Rock
me
of
and my
Ages?
Friend used to
Photograph?
Really like them. Yeah, Photograph, Animal, mm-hmm. Love Bites.
Love Bites.
I love
oh.
Love Bites.
And do they play I Want to Know What Love Is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is
That's
not them.
Even them.
Oh, shit. That's Journey.
It's Foreigner, bro.
Wait.
I can't believe she's acing you out on 80s music.
Because my mom is that model Ridiculous. In that music video.
I feel bad. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom is in that video?
Model in the music video for
Foreigner song?
I Want to Know What Love Is.
Wow, what a coincidence. I would bring it up. Can we pull that up?
Foreigner? Yeah.
Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. And we'll get a look at Chloe LeBrand. I've never met your mother, I don't think.
I think you have.
Oh, I have met her. I didn't show her my stinky hook dick. That's what
yeah.
I get the two mixed up meeting them. Who have I met? Who have I shown?
It's hard to tell. Yeah. Bryan Adams opened up for Def Leppard that day, by the way.
Oh, okay. That was my next question.
Yeah, me too.
Was it Bryan Adams that opened up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank
Bryan
you
Adams
for
letting us know. Just not especially good, is he, Bryan Adams? Oh, right? I got my first real six string.
Oh, that's that guy.
Is your mom in that video?
No.
The one, though, that I wish was your mother. Because then I might get to meet her as the one who was in the Cuts Like a Knife video. She's a nice little piece of ass. Ethnically ambiguous. Jumps into a pool with no water. Still gets wet.
Oh.
It's like a knife.
Wow.
You think she's going to die?
Our experts in the booth have located Miss LeBranch.
Well, why don't we just look at the video?
Well,
how deep in the video is she?
She's in the opening.
Put on the Foreigner. Why are we waiting?
Encrypting right now. You know what's odd?
Listen, Bryan Adams.
You gotta learn how to encroach on the show.
Remember that thing where, like, the screen gets cut off halfway? It's doing that again.
Okay.
That's so good.
Oh, it's doing that?
We're making
do. Is it gonna do that the whole time?
Apologize for the intro.
Yeah,
too.
This works out because I lied.
Is that her?
No.
There she is.
Let's watch.
Oh, okay. Do you know which part of the video it's in? We're
playing. She's, like, in the whole video.
All right, guys. There she is.
There she is. Woo! I came right out of that.
Oh, yeah. She's... very attractive.
Maybe you gotta fast forward a little bit. You'll see her soon. My life.
And this is your dad.
This is my dad.
And they're on their way to probably conceive you.
Yeah.
Because this was in what year were you born?
89.
89, yeah. That sounds about right.
This song is just good.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, this video is very boring. We're going to a protest. Yeah, look, did you get the paper? I got it, yeah.
The protest paper?
Hardwood floors that you feel inside. Look at these losers. Yes, let's all show them what love is. They storm the stage.
I never knew this was a unit.
I had no idea Foreigner had so many black fans. They have an exclusively black fan base.
Yeah, they do.
We heard that Miss LeBranch was here. Which one is your mom?
She's
starting to not believe you.
All right, there she is.
Oh, okay.
Is that really her?
That's yeah, your mom. That's my mom.
Oh, she is a looker. And that's the one that he wants to he wants her to show him all about
it.
A little of this.
But that concert was blacks only, so there's
yeah.
Oh, that.
No chance.
Kind of real hard.
This is fun for me.
Yeah.
Is that a penis and a vagina?
That's how I was conceived.
I wanna know what love is. I could do that all day.
Me too.
And we have sponsors of the real variety, too. Why don't we do a sponsor spot here? Because I'm very excited about both of these fantastic services. Support for our show comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They understand that home plays a big role in your life and family, whether it does or not. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home loan. It's simple. It allows you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you, whether you're looking to buy your first home or how many homes have you bought in your life, Chloe? Several, right? 8, 9? Even if it's your 10th. With Rocket Mortgage, you get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision, and you do not have to be Chloe LeBranch's mother, some kind of, you know, video rock star, superstar, celebrity. It's convenient.
You just need a hole to buy a home.
All you need is a button. At the push of a button, you can get the loan you need. Our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage at the touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, which is already great, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. That's the thing that you need to go to. Now, if you're a fan of the show, you know I don't get paid if you don't do this. This is my source of income. It all hinges on whether or not you go to this website, rocketmortgage.com/compound. rocketmortgage.com/compound. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. We don't ask much of you here, but we do need you this week to buy a home, a house, or a home. It'll be a house, and then it'll become your home. You can do that to refinance your – we have so many stories here. We have a follow-up, an update I was just handed. Did you see it? Float into my hand a minute ago about this story. Jurors in a Brooklyn – now, we – actually, I feel as if maybe we should – we've talked a lot about this hook dick. Let's go on to another story.
Okay. There was an update on
the second story.
Hook dick.
Well, actually, jurors in a Brooklyn corrections officer's sex assault trial appear to be sick of hearing about his huge stinky penis. And you know it's true by the headline, which was jurors sick of hearing about guard's huge stinky penis. That's the name of this. That's the title of, above the story. That's the headline that was in the newspaper. I think that pretty much says it all, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what I think. Viewers of Crime Report sick of hearing about prison guard's huge stinky penis. The jurors were visibly glum.
Yeah, did he get off?
No, he didn't even make her do anything. The jurors were visibly glum, in some cases exasperated Wednesday, as prosecutors continued a second day of grilling accusers on the shape and odor of Lieutenant Eugenio Perez's phallus, which the feds say is so distinctive to help them confirm the woman's stories. It was so big, I wanted to throw up.
Oh, wow.
Just on the size. Not even getting to the smell yet. A 50-year-old former inmate testified through a translator. Needed a translator. This could be some... some jobs as a translator are probably pretty boring, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one, though.
And this one, though, is pretty interesting. She was explaining how he did force her to perform oral sex on him. But we don't... I question this because it's not in his character. He didn't do it the other time. Maybe he realized, well, I guess I got to make them do it.
Yeah.
Because they won't just go there. And it's either that or shower.
Maybe it was like he had already had sex with too many people that, you know, they didn't want to anymore. They're like, this guy's
been around the cell block.
He's been around, like.
It's not special. It had a smell like he didn't wash or take a shower. It was a really strong smell.
Didn't we go over this?
Well, this is further testimony.
I want to get this clear.
Holy LeBranch, sick of hearing about guards' huge stinky penis.
Well, I just want to get this clear. His dick smelled bad.
Well, it's all a matter of opinion. If you're going to listen to these...
I feel like it wasn't clear.
I mean, if you're going to listen to these ex-cons...
Yeah.
Pump the brakes
on reliable
that.
Are they? Yeah, let's pump the brakes on ruining this guy's reputation, Eugenio Perez.
This story sounds like a Louis C.K. punchline.
Yeah.
He had a stinky dick.
It was stinky.
his dick didn't smell very good.
It smelled like
it
a midget's
stinky.
Cunt.
It's
smell like a nigger's cunt. That's Louis C.K. humor. I'm quoting Louis C.K. Did that bit.
That's what I always.
Do you know he used to do that for a while? Remember he would just like go on these and just use these words. How does he get away with it? Well, he doesn't anymore, does he?
Not anymore,
Mr. Masturbator. He could say all those words. He said the N word. How many times?
A lot.
16 times.
Yeah, during Crime Report Live when I was doing the Louis C.K. thing, I was like, you know, in my head, I was like, when do I drop it? Because you got to drop the N and the F bomb.
You have to. It's a faggot dick.
That's probably what he's thinking. He's like, how do I craftily drop these?
Oh, you mean
bombs?
He has to. Oh, yeah. Every single bit has those words.
Yeah.
Now.
You got to have your own style, though.
Yeah. And, you know, and how did you open that up just now? What were you saying? Louis C.K.
The story sounded like a Louis C.K. punchline.
I had a smell. It had a smell like he didn't wash or take a shower. A really strong smell. A look of disgust came over one female juror's face as she shook her head. But the prosecutors continued to quiz the woman about his putrid pecker in painstaking detail.
Why didn't they just look at his face? Why couldn't they were like, do you recognize this face?
I think because then it would be more of a he said, she said.
Oh.
If they actually know what his dick smells like, pretty good evidence that, you know, they've seen the dick and smelled the dick.
The jurors get to smell it?
Maybe they like a smell lineup.
Yeah.
All right, we need five guys in here with, and don't wash. Okay, we need your dick to smell.
Like that, it kind of smells like it's been washed sometimes.
Right. It's not horrible. It's.
I've had worse.
Oof, this
guy. Someone's like, I'd fuck him.
Yeah. The jury's like, I kind of like the smell. If it didn't have a smell like that. If it didn't stink, I would have been all over that shit. Can you believe? That's good testimony right there.
Yeah.
I'm sure that made him feel good. That was the little, you could cherry pick the compliment out of all that.
You got to build him up before you break him down.
Right. And then after you break him down, you give him a little something. A look of disgust. A look of disgust came over one female juror. So they were reporting on the expressions of the...
I love how all these jurors pretend that they're like virgins, you know?
Right.
You all like, oh my God, a dick. Meanwhile, like, they were blowing someone in McDonald's like the day before, you know? Totally.
I'm sure during voir dire that
full
came
of shit.
Up. Have you ever blown anybody during at a McDonald's? Have you ever blown a stinky penis? Those kind of questions, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Voir dire.
They're like, no, never. Call me.
Okay, you're fine. I mean, like, really, it's tough to pick a jury.
Really?
I wonder how they eliminated people. Can you describe what Lieutenant Perez's penis looked like? It's big, fat. That's Jane Doe number 3. Which doesn't even have a fucking name. The juror then appeared to reach the end of her tether, pinching the bridge of her nose, rolling her eyes, and placing her forehead in her other hand.
Like this.
But the that's an S. Yeah. Could we see that again? I want to make sure we have a shot. Would you mind just clicking over to the other camera?
Yes.
Is anybody watching the show?
The juror did.
Okay. Oh. And there we go. And scene.
That's one stinky dick.
Giving testimony, right? Yeah,
that's
she's
great.
Like going down.
The dude's pinching the bridge of her nose.
The bridge. She just held the bridge of her nose. Oh, right. It wasn't down there on the nostrils. It was way up here.
That's what the major.
That's why they described it. We could act out this whole scene if you want to. You know.
Cool.
He was like, I'll take it out, and you just go, ah. And then do it anyway.
Oh, it smells.
Was it like that? Like,
should I put that on my reel?
Start like blowing the guy.
Just like.
I don't know if I could come if she was indicating it smelled like just I'm really offended by the smell of your dick. I think I'd have to go, well, I don't know. If I was a guard, it might be different. The juror then appeared to reach the end of her tether. Like I said, Shihada, the DA, went on asking if she'd noticed anything about his penis skin when he masturbated. Did you notice anything about his penis skin when he masturbated? When it moved forward, there was a little piece hanging off. Don't know.
What happened?
What happened?
A penis happened?
Uh-huh, that's right. A penis happened. There was a penis happens.
Remember that term, Wen's penis?
Yeah.
I said I was proud of Milo because he gets so much done. You're like, what do you mean you're proud of him? I just thought gay guys are just like, when's dick? You know, when does the dick happen?
Like, when's dinner?
Enos.
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner.
Like, that's all they can do.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Milo.
Yeah. What did he do?
Well, that he does anything but just think about penises.
Really? That you set the bar pretty low for him.
Yeah.
Just based on being gay.
He's well accomplished.
If you do anything other than think about dick all day, you are accomplishing something.
Yeah.
But if you think about butt.
Oh, that's true. He got to divert the dick
butt.
Yeah. That's my Jeff Gadsman impression just happened. Yeah, he's got to change between the dick and the butt. Dick butt.
No. That was another time. But that was another time that I was smelling.
There was this homeless
guy. There's another guy with a stinky dick.
Yeah, he was a homeless guy, and then you know.
Stop doing impressions of people nobody knows.
Yeah,
I love. I don't know.
It's fun for us.
King of obscurity.
On the first day of the trial, another alleged victim was also asked to describe the distinctive appendage. So there's something hanging off the dick. What is that? What's hanging off the dick? Is it just a? You know,
I thought it was the hat.
Like, is it a little arm?
The little hat. I thought.
No, that doesn't hang off. It's not a little piece. That's a fucking.
It's a flap over
it's
it.
It's a piece. You know, it like
it's not like
it
a cape.
No. It my dick looks like a little hat. I'm circumcised. There's a little separation, and then there's a head, and all that is still there with him, but there's skin that goes all the way up and covers it up.
That's for
it's like a guy who's
like that, like.
Basically, I can't
do it.
Yeah, go ahead. Pull your shirt up.
Like this, right? I can't.
You can't get it because you're going to untuck it.
You got to untuck it.
There once was a man from Untuck It.
Wow.
She said, again, they get the line in here again. If the dick didn't stink, I'd be all over that shit.
If your dick don't stink.
Big like a hook.
There once was a dick from Untuck It.
Was there a sketch artist?
Yeah, someone.
Why couldn't they just
do
a sketch, right? You know, I guess they. You know, at certain times, you just really need photo accuracy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you'd have to take some license, really, or if you know, like, okay, the dick sketch artist. Okay, pretend that you're showing me the dick. Pretend you're posing for a dick sketch artist.
You want me to be the dick?
No, not the dick itself. Just be somebody showing me the dick. Okay, take out your penis. So your penis is out. Okay.
So the penis is out.
Okay, thank you.
He takes it out.
I've got it. No. I'm sketching it. I'm sketching your penis.
I'm
that's the bit.
Aren't I supposed to explain to you what the dick looked like?
No, you don't have to explain. I'm sketching it based on looking at it, at the dick. I'm looking at the, okay, there you go.
That's my dick.
Jesus, that's a big, ugly, weird dick.
Okay. Oh, I've got this little flap.
Oh, there's a
little appendage.
Okay.
And a hat.
Right.
And ooh, does okay. that smell?
This is what it looks like, right? Can you see it?
Wait. There's some hair.
Right. Oh yeah. Of course I got the hairy balls, right? It was terrible.
Can I put my dick away yet? Or?
Yeah, put it away, okay. Please. But I could smell it from here, first of all.
Oh yeah.
Police are investigating whether two grisly cases involving severed heads of red-haired women are linked. Let's hope they are.
Yeah.
That's one happy dude.
That is a fun killer.
That's a guy who probably saved his own life.
That's a guy that I could get on board with.
Two victims were reportedly white women with reddish hair.
Sure they were.
And good teeth.
Don't you, aren't redheads usually white?
Yeah, almost always.
Yeah, I would think so.
Sometimes you see an Asian with red hair. And you go, that's not
that was a choice. You're like, that was a choice.
Yeah, that was a choice.
That was a choice. Why?
That should be your catchphrase right there. That was a choice. I always can tell Asians from behind. Can you do that? Do you play
of
that
course.
Game?
Uh-huh.
What and is it? It's the straight black hair. It's the weird shoes.
Terrible at walking.
They're terrible at walking. Yeah. I know they are, right?
You get stuck
out there walking
you get
and
stuck behind an Asian, and you're like, come on.
No offense to your half of you.
Half of that guy.
I'm not offended.
He's half Asian, half victim.
I'm not offended.
No, he's half Puerto Rican, half victim. Sorry, yeah. I had that backwards. Half Puerto Rican, half victim.
I'm always stabbing myself and taking my trinkets.
Yes. Give me that. Give me those meditation balls.
No.
I know. It don't take.
Yes.
So severed heads in Houston, I guess, reported by the Houston Chronicle.
Of course.
Women are getting their heads cut off in Houston. About 150 miles apart from one another, the heads were found. They had good teeth. They were found in plastic bags, so preserved.
Yeah.
Guys obviously got a mind to keep him, you know, maybe he was going to come back and get those heads. No one was arrested in either of the gruesome slayings. The first victim's head discovered near Calcasieu Lake in Louisiana. I just want to say, Calcasieu County, God bless everybody in Louisiana. I think you have a fine state there, but Calcasieu County is a real shithole. Just a real shithole.
Have you been?
I've driven through.
What were you up to there?
I was up to getting pulled over by the local police. So that's, I have an axe to grind. I don't think it has anything to do with it. So they got me out of the car, read me my rights, and told me.
They're trying to arrest you, but not the guy who severed two heads. That guy's just like on
his own. This guy who would sever two heads 11 years from then. No, they weren't even on the trail. first victim's head discovered near Calcasieu Lake. If you want to throw away a head, I cannot recommend Calcasieu Lake strongly enough because there's probably a lot already there. There's a lot of drivers that they butt fuck and throw off the bridge, too. They just go, do you have any cash? We're taking that. Do you have anything else? All right. Good riddance. What I'm saying is the police there are murderers.
Oh, okay.
They're murderers. They're bloodthirsty.
Butt fuck
you first. They need to shave. Yes, they butt fuck you first. Yeah. I would rather be butt fuck second.
You would.
After my death.
Wouldn't you rather just get one in before you go?
Because I'm just not into anal penetration by a penis anyway.
I wasn't going to try this, but if I'm going to die.
Okay. Just once. I don't want to die.
Not
man, I had it wrong all this time. I guess I was born to do this.
Or you had it right the whole time, and then you spoiled such a great track run of straight.
Not getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
I have a life record of not getting.
You're like, well, I had a good run.
I avoided rape until the very moment before my death. I wonder if that's what raped women think before they die. And I've been pretty lucky so far.
Maybe if you got raped in the butt, you'd be like okay with death.
Yeah, you know what? I'm okay with it now.
Yeah.
Because I'm married to news whore Mandy Stadtmiller, who has a book out. Unwifable. Get it at unwifablebook.com. Read it, and you'll understand why.
Kills it. I heard her on that Mark Maron's podcast.
You listen to her on What the Fuck? Is that what it's called? What the Fuck podcast? How was it?
It was good.
She was on Mark Maron's show. Hell, ever since he got Obama, you can't get on that show. Hard to get on there. He goes, ooh, I got Obama. Who am I? You know, he's tired of talking to these feature acts.
Yeah.
He's there to talk to. He wants to talk to only headliners and presidents.
Oh, and I'm Mark Maron.
You think there's any damn chance that Donald Trump is going to talk to Mark Maron's ass?
I don't think so.
He's like, fuck you. What the fuck?
He mentioned you in that, Maron.
Maron mentioned me?
Oh, no, Mandy mentioned you.
That's why I thought figured it'd come up. She mentioned
I'd hope so.
What'd she say? I'm married to a guy.
Yeah. Pat's great, something like that. Something good.
And of course. And he's like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Can we move on?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure what he said, right? Damn, I was convincing.
I thought you were saying that.
I was
yourself.
Fucking convincing right there.
That was very good.
Thank you.
But I listened to that, 2 days ago. When did you listen to it, Chloe?
Like a week ago.
Okay.
Did she describe my penis to Mark Maron?
He's like, it stinks.
Say, look, she goes, it doesn't stink.
and
I'm all over that shit.
And it ain't hooked.
It ain't hooked. It ain't got an appendage, nothing hanging off it. It is just regular dick.
It's got showers.
Tonight's show's brought to you by regular dick. So you got some of that clean Kansas pussy? You need some regular dick.
Yeah, I love it.
Two great genitalias that go great together. And by cigarettes, you know, you need them if you want to get off this planet anytime soon.
You know, we actually do have an ad.
Don't die nothing.
Hold on.
Die something. You won't be able to say, you know what? I'm dying, but I did enjoy getting here. Cigarettes. What's the ad? You want to bring it up or what? Am I reading something? Because I'm going to take my hat off if I am.
Tonight's Crime Report is brought to you by cigarettes. Smoke them till you get cancer, and then maybe a little bit longer as well. Cigarettes.
Are you allowed to smoke cigs in here?
Perfect, yeah. Thank you. Cigarettes. A little message from Big Tobacco, and always appreciate it. No, we're not allowed to smoke in here, although, I used to break that rule.
I remember.
And now I'm not going to do that anymore. So that's the end of that story. By the way, neither one of these women have been identified, blah, blah, blah. All you got to do is find the woman that doesn't have a head anymore. How hard is that to identify?
Isn't it pretty easy to identify someone when they have a face?
It's the head, right?
Yeah, like that should be the easiest one.
Must have been really rotten in there.
I thought it was preserved. It was in the plastic bag.
Let's see. Yeah, that's what I would have
thought. If you have the teeth, can't you identify someone?
It had good teeth, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what's the holdup on. It's probably because, excuse me. Probably because the police did it, is why.
Yeah.
It's wrong, I got it on backwards.
Smart.
Shit.
Where were the other two heads?
Yes,
that's right.
What do you mean?
There's two of them.
You only explained one head.
One's in Kalamazoo County.
Yeah.
And then they said it had been there not for years, but maybe a few months. 3 weeks after the first discovery, volunteer cleanup crews in Texas, in old Texas, found a second woman's head near a recreational vehicle park. So near a trailer park, recreational vehicle park in Texas. So there's the answer. I was on my way back from San Antonio when I was pulled over by those fuckers. I think it's Interstate 10 or 12. I don't know which one it is. I think it's 10.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they're bastards. Yeah, you know. You know all about the interstates.
Of course. I love them.
Yeah. You just ride on them. You pull it. What was it?
For Ray Schneider's, would you like to see his face or hear his voice?
Well,
or both.
I always want to see Ray Schneider's face. You put me on the spot.
All right, we're contacting him currently.
Are we contacting Ray?
We are.
Ray has a story from California. I'm so happy to have former homicide detective Ray Schneider's on the line. Is he here now?
He's about to be here in a second, Pat. Fontana County.
That's a very, very, you take some liberties with that impression.
A little bit, yeah.
It's about the Golden State Killer. You ever heard of the Golden State Killer?
No.
October 5th, 1976, a man in a ski mask burst into Jane Carson Sandler's bedroom in her suburban Sacktown, California home, the stunned mom. She was just sitting in bed with her three-year-old son. Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe this guy was trying to prevent what was about to happen.
With the son?
I mean, she's sitting in bed with him. What do you think is next? It's 6:30 in the morning. The intruder.
Is that a big time for child molesting?
Maybe I'm taking a leap. I don't know.
Is that a big time for it? You're like, if it was 7 a.m., it would be a different story.
Right. It's not like it was daylight. I guess it was daylight. The intruder held a butcher knife to the 30-year-old mother's chest, gagged them both, tied their wrists with shoelaces he brought with him. He said, "Shut up or I'll kill you." He growled it through clenched teeth. Then he took out his stinky, hooked penis. Oh, my God. Can you believe another story?
No way.
There's a theme.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
He's called the Golden State. The Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
And this other guy is the stinky dick jail guard.
Yeah.
The stinky dick rapist. He raped and terrified the woman on her bed as her son sat on the floor. Fine. Beside them. The attack was among the first carried out by one of the country's most prolific serial killers and rapists.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now this kid's going to think this is the right way to have sex.
He's like, you burst in with a ski mask.
He's like, so.
Hold a knife to their throats. He's you like, tie him up with shoelaces. Yeah, this is how it's done. He won't be able to come unless somebody's raping his mom. A monster whose reign of terror gripped California in the 70s and 80s. He eluded capture for more than four decades until now. Until now. Now.
Good. We got him.
Ray Schneider was instrumental in making this arrest.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Okay.
But reporting on it.
It would be awesome if he did help capture retired. The guy who killed Patton Oswalt's wife, though. It's a shame that happened.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Yeah.
If he could apprehend the one who's murdering John McCain slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Looks like it's speeding up.
I know. Right. Yeah. He's a war hero. I like war heroes who didn't die of brain cancer. You know.
Yeah.
Look for that joke on Trump.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell it twice.
It's that
You'll
good.
Know when you hear it. It's that good.
Yeah.
Well, he may have been driven to rape and murder dozens of people, it says. And this is the interesting part, because of an unending hatred of his ex-fiancée.
It's always women.
It's always women.
It's always the
There's
women.
Always a woman to blame.
Yeah. Oh, my
That's
God.
What's happening is that these women, it's like school shooters, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's always some woman. They were lonely. They were upset. Their girlfriend broke up with them.
Yeah.
I'll say it as Tim Wilson did. If you profess to like that motherfucker in September, you're going to the prom with that motherfucker in May. That's right. You shouldn't be able to break up with your girlfriend, is what you're saying. Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to trouble you with the language there. All right. Let's talk to Ray Schneider and see what is he around? Did you change your mind?
We've inherited technical burdens.
Why don't we just listen to him then?
We can listen to him.
Let's just listen
hey,
to
Ray,
him now.
Hey, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear
oh,
me?
Oh, shit.
Hear you loud and clear, Ray. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, Pat. How you doing?
Doing just fine. And much better now that they've apprehended this rapist and killer.
Yeah, Joseph DeAngelo, well, this guy is something else. I think, for the most part, law enforcement and even the surviving families have given up on this guy ever being apprehended.
Yeah.
But quite a unique way. I mean, we're all familiar with DNA testing, but there's... something that came up in this case, the way they tracked him down, was they actually got a DNA profile match after submitting DNA evidence from quite some time ago. They actually matched it to a distant relative of his.
Oh, a distant relative.
Right. So what they did was, as soon as they got that information, they narrowed it down and then figured out who it was and approached him at that time.
What video? I'm sorry, Ray. One second. Wait, what did you say?
Tell Ray to click the video button.
Oh, okay.
So we can see him.
Why couldn't you have just said
that? From the booth.
You didn't have to do all that, you weirdo. God damn. Ray, I apologize for my... I spoil my interns and they talk when they should be listening.
Everyone wants a piece.
I have a sentimental weakness for my interns. But
that was just actually just before you called. I was busy reading my autographed copy of Unwifeable.
Hey, how about that? Look at that. I'll be damned. Oh. It is right there, autographed and everything.
It is a fantastic read.
Yeah, thanks. Good to know. I'll have to read it one of these days. I'm not not in too big of a hurry. I think I'm going to be the last. Maybe I'll help write the sequel, though. I like the sun coming in there because it reminds me of something that people used to say when we'd be hanging out. I remember we hung out with this guy who was a little bit older than us, and he said, y'all ever eat them striped eggs? And we were like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, like, what is he, Sam I Am or something? He was talking about the sun coming through the jail bars.
Oh, exactly. Striped yeah, it does eggs. Look like that, doesn't it?
Now you're Striped Ray. You are a former detective, homicide detective in Fontana, California, Fontana County. Now, do you remember when the Golden State Killer was on his, on the loose when he was raping and murdering? Dozens yes. of people, it says here. It's so many. 51 rapes, 12 homicides, 120 home burglaries, at least. Wow.
Yes, really his reign was from 1974 until 1986.
Right.
Now, in the early 80s, I went through the police academy in 1982, and the story was still fairly prominent then. But after Richard Ramirez and a Night Stalker case took over pretty much the story headlines of the time.
He was a much more colorful kind of a killer, right?
Well, and his murders were not spaced out over years. I mean, he was doing multiple homicides on a weekly basis.
He had important work to do for Satan. He was supposed to be Satan. So this guy was so upset with his ex-fiancée. It's rare, isn't it, that one's fiancée, no matter how much you hate her, drives you to rape and murder dozens of people.
Mm-hmm. Well...
I would have thought I'd been there by now, you know.
as I've found out, and from what even fellow gang members have learned from having been shot by other gang members, is that women are great instigators.
Yeah, sure.
Of
yeah.
the homicides that take place.
I do this all the time.
Now, she could instigate a murder. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Lily LaBranch, 12 years old. She's already instigated murders, I'm pretty sure.
The more Instagram followers you have, the more murders you yeah. instigate.
Yeah, and they've actually graduated from being instigators into the fastest growing demographic of homicide mm-hmm. suspects is women now.
Yeah, no, fashion bloggers.
Fastest growing. But it's sort of like the fast growing economy under Obama. You know, they were on the bottom, so they had a lot of, nowhere to go but up.
That's true.
Unless trans, I mean, like, are they, I mean, like, do they count or are they counted just as whatever they claim to be?
No, they are not counted as what they are claimed to be. They are actually identified by what their biology is.
Oh, I see. Okay. By what they are.
What about, like, is it a girl's fault if there's a big stinky dick? Or is she?
I feel
she
terrible
just...
about Megan.
Well,
say those
you
words.
Gotta remember, I worked in Fontana, which was the birthplace of the Hell's Angels. So you can pretty much figure anything I encountered was going to be stinky.
Home of the stinky dick.
Yeah.
He's an ex-cop, it turns out, this guy. A former cop arrested and identified as the Golden State Killer. DNA... You know, proof, I guess. So evidence, but basically proof, right? I mean, they usually know within a couple of tiny, points way beyond a decimal that it's the guy. Does it surprise you that it's a cop?
Well, what doesn't surprise me is the fact that the media leads with that particular occupation when you consider the fact that he hasn't been a cop since 1977. Was only a local police officer from some flyover city in Sacramento County for about 3 years anyway.
Okay, so he
was fired.
If he was like also the rest of those years a community organizer or something like that.
Right, because he apparently picked up another occupation and did that for some 30 years.
Because although this
under the radar.
Killing and raping is like, it's very time consuming. And, mm-hmm. but it's I guess in the end, it's a labor of love.
Yeah. You gotta get a part-time job.
And it's interesting because there's a possibility. This has been floated out there and I don't have any evidence to back this up, but there are other unsolved homicides that are considered serial killer in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a completely different identity, but they it's possible that that suspect is the same as this one.
So maybe is there one of these cases now? In, they might not have DNA information evidence in all these cases, but maybe he was really good at it and didn't leave any. So is this one of those? Will there be a vacuum towards this case for any unsolved murder that they just want to get off the books?
Well, hopefully, where the vacuum is in. You got to remember there are literally tens of thousands of rape kits that have been taken in as evidence and are sitting on evidence shelves unprocessed.
Wow.
Because of the high expense in continuously having these analyzed and put into a computer data bank for a DNA profile. And
police work is so expensive. We cannot process. Are you kidding? Investigate a rape?
Like a PSA for like, if you get raped, don't even bother doing the kit.
Exactly. If you get raped, don't bother.
And remember, this suspect is known for at least 50 rapes. Now, those are the 50 that were reported.
Okay.
So you can figure there's probably another 100 that were never reported.
Another
women just
thought, probably another 100 million that were unreported because everybody's so.
Does that mean the women thought it was consensual and the guy's like, "No, I'm raping you," and she's like, "No, I'm into it."
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like,
she didn't even report it to her rapist
because she thought it was consensual, and he's like, "This is rape."
What happens is it's a traumatic experience that they don't want to relive, and so they don't want to answer any questions about it. Maybe they feel in some way culpable, which is, of course, if you're the victim, you're never culpable, unless you are.
Yeah, well, the departments still have a lot of work to do. Now, he's been charged with two homicides so far. It was a couple in 1978. They were Brian and Katie Maggiore. Now that they have him identified, they're certainly going to be taking a closer look at any evidence, and certainly agencies within that sphere of influence are going to be working diligently to try to match any unsolved crimes to him.
That's great. And hopefully they will, hopefully they will do that. You know, that would be great. If they could, if there's tens of thousands of rape kits that haven't been looked into, there's tens of thousands of rapists on the loose. So, wouldn't you say there'd have to be tens of thousands, right? Maybe
right.
They've been arrested on something else, but...
Yeah, and they don't necessarily get into the numbers that would actually qualify them as a serial rapist.
Yeah.
But each one of these, it's nice for a prosecutor and for myself as a detective to be able to walk into a courtroom and have this type of there's always challenges to DNA, but they're but the success rate with that evidence, it's amazing.
Yeah, tell that to OJ.
No, exactly.
Most certainly, if he's making a statement, which he was, he said, "I hate you, Bonnie," while he was attacking another female. I hate you. And Bonnie Yulson was the former Bonnie Jean Caldwell. She was engaged to this fella, James D'Angelo is his name. I don't think we even said his name yet. Former cop and former whatever else he did, Kirby vacuum cleaner salesman or whatever he was, state senator. Engaged to she was engaged to him in the early 70s, broke it off, went on to marry a wealthy accountant.
Got it.
So she calls it this guy who's a retired Contra Costa investigator. He helped crack the case. He said, most certainly, if he's making the statement, "I hate you, Bonnie," while he's attacking another female, he is what we call a retaliatory rapist. This is according to Paul Holes.
Yeah, well, this type of motivation, if in fact that is one of his primary motivations, that's somebody who can never kill enough, can never rape enough, can never inflict enough harm on somebody to ever rid themselves of that, because they find over time that it that it doesn't fill the void. It's a bottomless pit that you can never
one's
fill.
As they say, one's too many, a thousand's never enough.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be that that's why in 1986, for whatever reason, he apparently stopped. Now, it could be that with further investigation, they'll find that, in fact, he didn't stop. That there might be more out there, but
maybe he just took up his game a little bit, and now he came in a wheelchair and everything. He's now an old man. There's really no way to punish him sufficiently now, and that's too bad. But we're glad that you had time to talk to us about it, Ray. I see the sun is creeping up on your face, so as the day changes before us, we'll move on before we run out of time, so we can look at some video. Thanks for your time, Ray. See you soon.
Good to see you, Pat.
Have a good one. That's Ray Schneider. What a pro.
So we learned that there's no days off for rape.
Rape doesn't take a day off.
No.
No holidays.
Mm-mm, bank holidays.
MLK Day. Rapes. Now, hold on a second. This is very important because, like, if you're losing your hair, if you're losing your mojo in the bedroom, God knows I've lost my mojo in the bedroom sometimes. Not in you know, like, I'm always physically capable.
Of course.
You know, I just don't want to fuck my wife. This product is not going to help me. But if you're losing, you know, like you do want to, and you're like, maybe you have some weird skin issues. I think you know what I'm talking
like
about.
Like appendage.
Exactly. Exactly. All this
oh
stuff.
My God.
All this stuff happens. You have the cactus that you want to sit on. If you're enjoying and amused by this, what you should do, let me tell you where to go to, forhims.com. That's FORHIMS.com. Forhims.com. /NYC crime. All this stuff happens to guys everywhere. All right. It's a normal thing. Now, it's so normal that they go, well, what we need, someone came up with a business plan, a business model, something so ingenious, it's going to save you some real embarrassment. I remember one time I had a little condition that I had to have looked at, let's say.
Oh, no.
I went downtown. I went to a regular doctor. You know what he did? I said, I want to get a little clean bill of health here. And he goes, let's have a look. And he goes, whoa. And he just wrote me a referral and sent me out like I was some kind of fucking, what do you call this?
Leper?
Like a leper, exactly, with a bell.
Oh, you put a freaking bell.
Put a bell on me. And I wore the bell all the way. No. And then I go and deal with this other shit. And let me tell you something. It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant at all. So this is why you need forhims.com/NYC crime. It gives men a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness. Mm-hmm. It's for men. Nobody likes going to a doctor. Your health isn't something you can discuss with your buddies. I mean, they could do anything about it anyway. What are they going to tell you? I don't know.
Put a bell on it.
I don't know. I told you not to fuck that girl. I told you you're going to lose your hair. I went bald 10 years ago. Gives a shit. You know, you can. Your friends, they're not into it. They're not going to help. No, nobody likes going to a doctor, as I said. In this case, you won't have to. You can get a prescription without going to the doctor. What if you could do it without going to the doctor? I know what's wrong. My hair is going away. My dick has spots on it. I know the deal. I've seen it. But, most guys, they don't do anything. Even worse, they put their trust in products that aren't certified. They could be made anywhere. This isn't what you want to do. You buy some shit from India. You put it on your dick. It's going to burn your dick off, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you really trust some ointment made overseas? Claims to be some sort of miracle cure? I know I wouldn't. Not with my dick. Or with my head. I don't care how stinky and hook-shaped it is.
You put the same ointment on your dick.
I've used the same one. I have a miracle salve that I bought from 4hims. Now, seriously, though.
Windex.
I feel a little... I don't even feel embarrassed to be saying this in front of a child, as Chloe LaBranche sits here. Underage. If you're attracted to her, it's a criminal thing to do that. And... sorry about that, Chloe. I didn't mean to blow up your spot. Oh, look at her wave. She's got such a cute little wave. Well, 4hims is here to change the way men take care of themselves by combining technology with medicine to make it easy for men. Now, don't want to slow down. Technology with medicine. That's a good combination. They want to make it easy for men to deal with issues that are sometimes uncomfortable to talk about. Simply log on to this site. Now, you must do this. You'll find prescriptions for approved medicines by real doctors are at your fingertips. It's amazing. Get what you need and then have it shipped right to your door. Shipped right to your door. You're not placing an order and going to pick it up. That's old style shit. This isn't layaway. They send it to your damn door. You'll be connected to real doctors, medical grade solutions, and they treat your issues. No snake oils, no gas station counter supplements, no horny goat weed here. Instead, you'll get well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions and consultations with real damn doctors. No waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no hook-shaped magazines in the waiting room. Save hours and a ton of money by going to forhims.com/NYC crime. You must add /NYC crime, otherwise I'm never getting paid again. Forhims.com, forhims.com/NYC crime. Log on, consult with the doctor, answer a few quick questions, and the doctor will review and can prescribe products that are shipped directly to your door. Try it now. And this is where it gets, it's like a little bonus. Oh my God. This is an infomercial. Wait, you didn't even get this impatient when I was doing the first story. You can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today. $5, Chloe. Now, I know why you're not interested in this. This is why we'd never bring it up with you. You don't care. You're like, fine. I'm young. I'm female. Yeah. These are not my issues. Well, I'm an old man. Bob Dylan is an old man. Ryan Katsu-Rivera, you will be an old man someday, and you'll be like, you know what? You might already have some kind of social disease.
Possibly.
It could happen. You got some kind of weird thing. I don't know. You get a trial month of Hims for just $5. $5 to try it. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't if you have any of these things going on, baldness, any of this stuff. Right now, when you go for, when you stop watching the show, which you probably already have.
Yeah.
All you have to do, go to forhims.com/NYC crime. That is one more time, forhims.com/NYC crime. See the website for full details. Go to hims.com/NYC crime. And now a real one more time, forhims.com/NYC crime. Forhims.com/NYC crime. I don't think we need to do any more crime stories ever. I think we pretty much have it.
Yeah.
There's videos. Let's look at videos.
Doug Nelson.
Let's look at a cartoon.
Tune.
Let's look at that.
Right.
We should have done that earlier. We waited too long.
And the one time I did do acid with this guy who was, he dressed up and did, he was like a Civil War reenactor guy.
I dated one of those.
And he had all of those MASH videotapes. And kind of like big chubby fingers.
MASH.
Yeah, MASH.
So he was into the Korean War and...
And, yeah.
Basically wars in general.
If
there was a Korean War reenactment, he might have done that.
Yeah, and I kept trying to get him to... Like, that dude would have a valid Me Too story against me. Although, like, he didn't, you know...
Oh,
he wasn't like my...
Yeah, you don't want to put that out there, do you? Now you're starting to kind of choke on it.
Like, No. Well, he was my roommate. I was like, I always thought like, oh, drugs. If you do drugs, you're going to have sex with whatever's around you. You know? Like, if it's whatever.
If it's your roommate.
A Hydra dragon.
A brother.
Yeah. And so I was like, why don't you give me a massage? That was always what I used to do. And so,
how fat were you at this point? Cause I mean,
I wasn't fat. No, I wasn't. I mean, I was, 1995. I wasn't fat. No, I was like,
totally fuckable.
Yeah.
But, and you had to do this whole, why don't you give me a massage?
Yeah.
Huh.
But he just didn't,
you never worked that magic on me. And we skipped
that stage altogether. I stopped doing, why don't you give me a massage? I would say once.
You would take off all your clothes and just rub yourself. It's a little bit different. It's kind of the same thing.
I don't know.
Why don't I give myself a massage on my pussy?
Yeah. No, I haven't used that in a long time.
No, I know you haven't. But I mean, like, so you tell me the story now. You asked him to give you a massage.
Yeah.
And this is your valid Me Too. Well, that's not really.
No, it's not. It's not at all. I just meant I was aggressively hitting on this dude. That's all I meant.
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes that is all Me Too is, just some aggressive hitting on. But you, and so what happened?
And
you had sex with him?
Nothing happened at all. He just.
Did he give you a massage?
I think so, yeah.
He was rubbing your body. How much clothes do you have?
Oh, I know. The last person who I did, why don't you give me a massage?
Let's go back to this one who didn't fuck you.
Mm.
He rubbed your back, your shoulders,
yeah,
your ass.
No, it wasn't a sexual massage.
Well, then no wonder he didn't have sex. You have to get sexual with it while he's doing it.
Well, but...
You're like, oh, that feels so good. Oh.
No, I mean, I think I, you know...
Work those kinks out, yeah. Stuff like that.
Well, because if you get the feeling that someone isn't responding and you realize that, oh, maybe they have a healthy relationship to sex and sexuality.
That's not what you concluded.
No, that is kind of what I concluded. Like,
he has this guy. If he did, he would have fucked you. That's a moment where it's okay to fuck somebody. If they're like, oh, why don't you give me a massage?
Maybe he
I'll
has
get
a rule
because
he had done acid like 70 times or something.
And he has a rule?
No, I'm saying maybe
he
obviously
doesn't have any rules if he's done acid 70 times.
Yeah,
he's
maybe he has a rule. Or maybe he's gay. I don't know. I mean, he was just really into war stuff. And he had all
That's
those videotapes of MASH.
That's not a gay thing.
Weird person I'm married to. Newswoman Mandy Sattmiller, unwifablebook.com. We have a story about an inmate who's no longer with us. That is Robert Earl Butts. Robert Earl, they like to go with all the names if you're a killer. That's what this guy was. He murdered an off-duty prison guard. How about that? He did. In 1996, he got a guy, one who had just given him a ride, no less. Guy gave him a ride. And outside of a Walmart in Milledgeville, hey, what's going on? People walking in the room. This is, oh, that's fantastic. Oh, man, please, here, toss it here. Because tonight's show, oh, wow, as I said, brought to you by cigarettes. You can get them 10 in a box, 10 packs. Ooh, boy, 200 cigarettes. Mmm, big tobacco. Cigarettes, get off the planet. Now, this guy was executed for killing an off-duty jail, what do you call it, prison guard in Milledgeville. Robert Earl Butts. Butts and an accomplice ordered D.C. Parks out of the car, fatally shot him. It was about 10 p.m. Friday. Butts is dead. He dead. After declining to take a sedative, He twitched briefly as the phenobarbital worked into his body and groaned, "It burns, man."
Are those phenobarbital?
I'm looking at phenobarbital. Huh. There may be phenobarbital. Maybe that's the fun kind.
Yeah.
It's the kind you take and listen to fish. Ask if he had any last words. Butts had said, yeah, I've been drinking caffeine all day.
Those are some last
words. Great last words, right?
That's what you should say before someone fucks you in the butt for your last words. Yeah. Hey, I just want to let you know I've been drinking caffeine all day.
I don't know how that affects my anus, but it can't be good.
His
attorneys insisted in a clemency application that he wasn't the shooter. Whatever. Who cares? He's dead now. He'd been drinking caffeine all day. Now, okay, we have an interesting little game here that involves what you would call the death penalty.
Last meal?
Last meals, yes, that's absolutely right. What would you have if it was your last meal, Chloe LaBranche?
Lasagna.
Yeah? Okay, well, that was a quick and easy answer. What about you, Bob Dylan? What would you have?
I would have a steak.
A steak?
Yeah.
Like a potatoes, maybe, and maybe some accoutrement, like, some, what do they have, cranberry sauce? And no, wait, that's turkey. You have the
Bernays.
Some rolls, some Bernays.
Bernays sauce or au poivre sauce.
This woman is, she's from good breeding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, her mom was in a Foreigner video.
Yeah.
Miss LaBranche. Yes.
Way.
Did you say way?
French for yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought you meant it like in a Wayne's World sense.
Instead of like we, it's like we and yeah.
We?
We?
No, we. Yes.
Yes, way. We. We, bro.
All right. Well, you, your what's your mom's first name?
I don't want to do this.
Is there anybody in the house with you? Are you here alone?
Did you only book me on this for my mom?
No, I booked it because you're young and underage, and this is the only way I can legally sit this close to an underage girl. Please come on in, enjoy yourself.
Said there'd be ice cream.
What's that? We got a lot of mail? I do. Okay, that's good. Let's watch. Anyway, what would you have? Kevin Downey Jr., co-host of Trump, is here. Oh, my God. Yeah. What if it was your last meal? What would you have, Kevin?
I would have a bottle of Lagavulin scotch, a big plate of noodles with butter and salt.
Yeah.
I should probably
see the big plate of noodles with butter and salt. Oh yeah. Let's see. Let's just you want to just get a chair up here for my man Kevin Downey Jr.
Big plate of noodles with butter and salt. I probably should get some roughage. But probably not because I'm going to die. So.
No, right. You can eat all the carbs you want.
There's yeah,
all
right.
Problems here.
Ice cream sundae.
Ice cream sundae.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Maybe.
I would definitely drink too. I forgot about that.
You, yeah, you want to? Yeah, you want to get hammered? I don't think they let you do that though. I don't think they'll give you liquor in your last meal because this is like a. This isn't a last meal that you're having. You know, this is a, like on your own. I mean, this is because you're about to face the death penalty. Well, so you have to limit it to the kind of shit that the guards will bring you.
Sodomy. I'll take a plate of sodomy.
Like some sodomy.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you meant celery, right? I think I'd rather have the sodomy. Huh. All right.
A side of me.
I want sodomy inside of me. And a side of celery.
Please.
So okay, that all sounds delicious. Salt and pepper noodles. We have a game. You have to guess the last meal. You have to match the last meal with the death row inmate. Let's look at it.
Love it. Are they on a budget?
Thought he was eating a piece of pie, but he was really eating a plate of blank. Wedding. Look at he was too busy wedding. Round one. All right, let's go. John Wayne Gacy. He has a rape conviction, 33 counts of murder. Still less scary than most clowns. John Wayne Gacy. And Christopher Brooks, rape, murder, creepy as fuck. Rather Todd Barry-esque.
Yeah. Very thin, though.
And Timothy McVeigh, domestic terrorist with 168 counts of murder, 23 years, Ryder truck rental late fees. That is a lot of money. And what did these three terrible people eat? One is 2 pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. That's last meal number one. Last meal number two, 12 fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC original recipe chicken, french fries, and a pound of strawberries.
Wow.
And meal number three, Reese's peanut butter cups and a Dr. Pepper. So, Chloe LaBranche, if you're going to match those, what do you think? John Wayne Gacy, what was his last meal?
He was a big rape guy, right?
Yeah, he was a single rape, a lot of murder, more of a murder guy with a side of rape.
He was actually raping and murdering young boys.
That's true.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was probably into ice cream.
Okay, so ice cream is your first guess. That is meal number one, I believe it was. And okay, now, so what about the second guy who was it Robert Brooks was the second guy?
Creepy as fuck, man.
Robert Brooks, who was creepy as fuck. Todd Barry-esque, as
I said.
That would
be Christopher Brooks.
Christopher Brooks, Christopher Titus Brooks, they called him. What do you think?
The Dr. Pepper thing.
Dr. Pepper and a Reese's cup, and that leaves Timothy McVeigh eating a lot of fried chicken.
He's hungry. He's hungry.
He was really hungry at the end of his life. Well, let's see if Chloe LaBranche is a winner.
We will reveal Christopher Brooks.
Yeah, we will reveal that Christopher
Pepper
Brooks. Yeah, ding, ding, ding. 100% correct. Look at that sneer. He says, I don't want your fucking Snickers. You better bring me two great tastes that taste great together. And I'm an original, so give me a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Chloe LaBranche. What about the next one? Who ate all that shrimp? Who ate a bucket of KFC? French fries and a pound of strawberries. Yeah, it was John Wayne Gacy. Fuck. Yes, he's a heavy guy. Likes his fried food.
You know what else I was going to say? I went with you on the ice cream on him, because why wouldn't a pedophile want ice cream?
Right.
It's too cliche.
No, here's the thing. I've read extensively about this guy.
Yeah.
And he got that food because he's like, I'm going to eat all of this and you're going to wait to kill me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was thinking ahead because, you know, when they kill you, everything evacuates your body. He wanted to make sure there was plenty of shit to clean up. You're going to have to hose me down, drawers and all.
Well, the little guy, he seemed a bit younger, the ice cream one.
Timothy McVeigh.
Right?
So Timothy McVeigh, he ate what?
Ice cream.
He ate the ice cream, yeah. So he just kept it simple.
My boy.
Well, he was...
Don't kill me, I'm a
boy. You know what Timothy McVeigh did?
Rape, and he had a lot of late tickets.
Didn't rape anybody. You really don't know what Timothy McVeigh's crime was?
It was the 23 years of late fees at Blockbuster. He blew the domestic terrorists.
He blew the domestic terrorists.
I don't know.
I love them.
He put the dome in domestic terrorists.
Ew.
It's wow. A hip term for
doom.
Doom.
All right. Well, we have. We'll have more of that game.
You should,
as we go forward. Very fun. Thanks to.
I like that game.
Thank you very much, the creators of that game.
You could.
We have. We will be doing another game. You know what? Why don't we stave? We can't be doing a whole bunch of games, right? We look at some videos and then we'll close this son of a bitch out. And that's why Kevin Downey Jr. is here to help us go over these videos. He was here a little early, so he helped us with that show. But let's look at the shocking videos. Go now, do it. Load. I tried to give you. Okay, what are we looking at?
Love this.
Talk to me. Read it. Read it, you fucking read
oh,
it.
Milk. Am I willing to pay the price?
Describe her. Describe this milk woman. Macaroni and cheese.
Chinese woman.
This is shocking. Look at that cow.
Was approached by an animal.
Oh, my God.
She has red hair at the end.
Like, you know what? She does. Like I said, she's half Asian.
She's a fox hair.
I got to say, besides you, Ryan, I don't pause it. Besides you, I don't trust half Asians.
He didn't.
Because they don't look
it.
Asian.
You just muted it.
They don't look Asian, even. You know what I mean? Usually half Asians don't look Asian. They just look like they're. They just look like they're in a really good mood all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're gonna get into college.
Yeah. And I did my stupid little joke. Let's look at the videos.
All right. Cool.
Full screen.
God! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
That guy's he's very calm about this, isn't he?
I could see that he was holding something in his waistband while he was running from you guys, but he had a pretty good lead on your closest officer just coming my way, so I got in his way to slow him down so you guys could get him. And I know once he
got
to the building, he's going to have to go left or right, and if he went to the right, he's going to run straight into the police. If he went to the left, he was coming by me. I heard him hit, and then the gun went sliding out. He went
that.
One
he
way and the gun
him.
Went another, and then
this.
He went
Look
after
that.
To try to retrieve the gun.
Oh, hey.
That's when I ducked out of the way.
Well
he
done.
He reached out to check, see
what
where
a boss.
The dude is.
Right when your ambulance gets there.
And then he just waits. And you can tell he's timing it up perfectly. We made that decision early, and it's great watching that footage.
When we first see the threat, he's right there. By the time he can slide out of the way, the guy did what he was supposed to do. And he pitches his gun.
I think it all worked out pretty good.
How about that?
No second different in. Shots fired.
A lot of people don't understand that you make those split seconds.
Throw a little
decisions.
Pause there. Now, I need to know about the story, Ryan Katsu Rivera. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's eating his Reese's cup and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, this is unforgivable.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You're clearly you're growing young man. It's
yeah.
Unforgivable that you've switched to the camera to like we have to watch you chew now.
Oh my gosh.
God.
Yeah. All right, so
take that.
Authorities in Ohio are thanking a bystander for doing the legwork and helping him catch an armed man on the run. Rim shot. Suspect was coming by my way, so I got in his way. The man.
That's what he thinks a rim shot sounds like.
The man. Yeah. It's close. I've been playing drums lately. Anyways. A suspect was coming my way, so I got in his way, the man said.
This is just a man. This isn't a cop.
He was identified as Bill. Yeah, just
citizen's arrest.
A man named Bill, he did his part. He sees this guy running, and he's like, God damn, I'm going to trip him. What if the guy was just late?
Yeah. Yeah, because then he would have been a criminal.
Maybe he does that all the time.
I have an appointment with the gunsmith. Move!
I would be surprised if this guy doesn't sue the dude, you know what I mean? For you know, whatever injuries he got, plus all that bail money.
Interfering with escape.
Rape.
Yeah, interfering with escape.
Yeah. So, you know, I heard him hit the ground and the gun went sliding out. He went one way and the gun went another. Another officer added, you can tell his timing. You tell he's timing it out perfectly. He made the decision to stick his leg out early, and it's great watching that footage.
It is great watching that footage, you know.
There's a looping GIF of it, too, but.
A looping GIF?
Yeah.
Not a looping cameraless lieutenant's office GIF. That's, Yeah, that'll be that. I'm sure that the cops are loving that one. That is that's a fun one. The guy running away.
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn,
you don't expect that.
That's a great one.
Cooperation.
Look, he backs into it too.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's a cane.
Guys think he's on the 5-yard line. No, you are stopped.
You know what?
No touchdown.
You're just like fuck it. I'm a hero.
I've got a new dance called the Bill.
The Bill. Nice.
And then just have a person
and
launching.
Fall. Yeah, that's great. Okay, what's next?
All right. Next would be.
Happened in Ohio.
Ohio
You ever been to Ohio, Chloe?
No.
Oh, my God. We should go.
I would love to.
Yeah. Go there for a weekend. Just Ohio. Just anywhere in it. Like maybe Cincinnati or Dayton or, say, Columbus or...
Oh, yeah.
You go to Akron.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's when you know you made it.
Akron. I know. That's how I knew when I made it. It was when I found myself in Akron working for Pete and Tony.
Oh, we got it.
There we go. What are we looking at?
The guy's on his phone. He's just like minding his own beeswax, got nice sneakers on. His car pulls up.
Uh-huh.
They got some idea. They say, hey.
Let's get this guy sneakers.
Yeah, all together.
Yeah. Pulling my pants up.
His pants up, right. Yeah. Exactly. That's bad news.
He said, what?
What's he's stealing a phone.
Yep. So he's got Jordan 12s on, one of them. The other one's got, I can't tell, Air Force Ones because of the strap.
Oh, they really are stealing his shoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the whole idea.
The Ultra guy's got Ultra Boost on the other guy.
You mean that he keeps his phone? Thank you. They didn't get his phone, just his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They should have taken the phone just out as a precaution so the guy wouldn't call the police, you see?
That's true.
Wow, yeah.
And do we have these gentlemen, which is...
Huh. Yeah, there's a follow-up.
I'm using that loosely.
I feel like if
we would have
just thrown like one rock through the guy's window, it would be worth more than the shoes probably cost, you know? If he could just like find one.
Oh, I thought that was on a video.
Thanks. I'm a fish like that.
I thought it was on the video that he was. That's great. Yeah. So you figured throw one rock through the guy's window.
That's you find one rock, hit the window. Oh. That cost way more than the shoes probably did.
Right. Yeah. But they can't wear those windows on their feet. Styling, profiling.
Constant
I didn't know
problem.
That. I didn't know it was such a white guy crime to steal tennis shoes. Now become a
the
white
guys?
Guy. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So.
No, come on. They were white as could be. The guy in the red shirt, definitely.
All of them?
White. I don't know. But he's Puerto Rican late.
Well, let's have a look.
Here's a follow-up of these guys. You get to see them up close and poisonal.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Yeah, that look how white that guy is. That's the whitest. That's
that
he's
is
as
a
white,
white
as I
man.
Am, yeah.
So they tried pawning in these sneaks.
These guys. Pawning them.
Yeah.
At a shoe store.
That's like Polly from the Jersey Shore.
You sell shoes and shit.
All right, minutes after the robbery, ain't that a pair of kicks in the head? The three men who cops say jumped the teenager in East Flushing, Queens, and stole the 2000 Air Jordans right off his feet, found out the hard way that the sneakers were just knockoffs when they
he
tried
was
to
not
sell
wearing
them at a consignment
two, he
shop.
Only had two shoes on, not 2000. That's a typo.
Oh, no. They're worth $2,000. These are Virgil, an artist named Virgil, has a company named Off-White, and they have a collaboration with Nike. Hence the off-white Jordan 1s.
I'll be goddamned.
I think two of those guys were off-white. They looked Puerto Rican to me.
One guy was full-blown Caucasian.
Yeah.
Pretty sure of that.
Full-blown Caucasian.
They tried to cash in the Jordans, but they were fake. We can't buy them immediately, they were told. And,
they were fake.
Yep. Yeah, $0.
Did they have to keep them since they were counterfeit?
They were fake. The sneakers might be fake, but the felony charges the trio are facing
are real. The charges are real.
Thanks for telegraphing. What's next? We got to look at videos, dude. We are overtime right now. We are being paid time and a half. I wish we were being paid time and a half.
You guys get paid?
I would always do overtime. Well,
why are we overtime?
Monthly, we get paid every month. But you're going to get time and a half. Chloe, what do you got coming up that you can tell us about?
I'm a co-host on a talk show on Twitch TV.
I'm not talking about your work. I'm talking about your sex life. No, Twitch TV. I've heard of it. And you're co-host of what show?
It's called Married Single Dead Inside. And we're working on
Married Single Dead Inside.
Yeah.
And what's that about?
It's basically we just like bring guests on. And then we just end up asking the guests if they think a boy's going to text us back. We're supposed to ask them about their careers and stuff, but...
I know. You're more interested in whether or not a boy is going to text you.
Like, yeah, so like I'm working on this movie. I'm like, whoa, do you think he's going to text me?
You have movie stars?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever have a guy that you text who you haven't broken up with?
On the show?
No, I mean, do you text? It seems like every time you're talking about texting a boy, it's somebody that you, somebody in your past.
Yeah, they get in my past pretty quick.
They get in your pants and your past.
Yeah. No, I'm working on something right now. I got something going on.
You really?
I'm working on it.
Is that why you dress so slovenly tonight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a feeling. She dresses, you know, looks a little nice, but not tonight.
So you think I look like shit?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm like off the market?
No, because I think, yeah, exactly. You did it intentionally.
My face doesn't dressing look like it down. Shit.
No, your face looks fine.
Okay, cool.
Face looks like great. You're in the market for some new clothes.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
This guy's funny. He should
can
do
we make the two shot just like... Just her face,
yeah.
No. Not any of these clothes that she washes the car in.
Like a hovering head.
Does yard work and whatnot.
Yeah,
she wears what she sleeps in. Chloe LaBranche. And,
this shirt is vintage.
It's yeah, it sure is.
And bada boom. It's now we have
there. That's such, I want it like that every time she's on.
This looks like a foreign video.
Oh my god, she's turning on the world, turning on Compound Media subscribers.
You look very young. Yeah.
You're all dudes. You do. She's also a little arrogant. I look very young.
God damn it, do I?
Well bred.
Well,
my
well
mom
bred.
Was in a video.
So
her mom was in the Foreigner video. I want to know what love is.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I remember.
Know what love is.
I'm sure I've seen it, but
The video? Yeah. I mean, I she's the only white one in the whole thing, so you can definitely.
Okay.
Easy to spot, besides the band.
Very black crowd.
If you had said White Snake, then I would know that. White Snake on the hood of the car. And the
oh,
White Snake.
Right, right. Yeah. What was that? The Cherry Pie? That's Warrant.
Warrant.
Yeah. Warrant. How did they get out of calling themselves White something?
Oh. Warrant?
Yeah. Warrant. Just, they're all white. It was White Snake, White Zombie. White Fish, White Guilt. That was a good one.
White Guilt, yeah.
I love White Guilt.
What's our band, Pat?
Our band is the it is the Literally Hitlers.
Yep.
That's great. Yeah.
And
Ryan, you got to be in it with us.
I'm so there, yeah.
All right,
so
we're the only Literally Hitlers.
Oh, I have something going on, actually. Speaking of
oh,
Hitler.
Oh, you want to come back to your plugs?
Speaking of Hitler. No, there's not.
Stop everything.
It's not a plug. This is serious.
Oh, what is it?
So the boy that I'm trying to date, he's Jewish. And so I'm obsessed with being Jewish right now. And I was telling, because I was telling my friend who's Jewish, she's Orthodox Jew, and I told her that I really want to date this Jewish guy. And she
said, so many problems with this story.
She told me, she said, my rabbi told me that you are a part of the silent Holocaust.
The silent Holocaust?
Yes, and the silent Holocaust is
silent but deadly.
Is when a non-Jewish person tries to marry a Jewish person and you assimilate and you just dilute their baby and make the baby less Jewish.
Yeah, it's called the Jewish encroachment. Yeah.
It's called the silent Holocaust.
It's called the Gentile encroachment, I guess. Yeah, the silent Holocaust.
Yeah, that's what her rabbi told her. That's what she told me.
So wait a second. If you're like open-minded and enough to like date one of these Orthodox Hasidic Jews, or you're dating a Hasid.
He's not.
Yeah, then like then that's a silent Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they won't date you.
Because your babies would be Jew light.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Afternoon Jew-lite.
Yeah. You know what? The Hasidim will not date you, but they will fondle you in the workplace.
They will do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've known women who have worked for them, and they'll say, hey, Chloe, I'm just going to grab that cup, and they get some side boob as they go for the cup.
That A cup.
Oh, to women.
Are you talking shit again about my outfit?
No. A cup. I'm talking shit about your breasts.
Yeah. That's not nice.
They will just go ahead and grope you if you wanted that. So, silent Holocaust.
I would like to do a plug for my boobs.
Yeah.
They're a B.
Plug them?
Okay. No, a plug.
For them? Do a plug for your vagina.
It's from Kansas.
Kansas, clean Kansas pussy.
Well, that was a zoom in on this?
Corn-fed vag.
I wanted to show the product.
Where the fuck is
it?
HR?
You're going to walk around with that kind of cleavage. You know what's coming. Look at this. You wear this sexy-ass outfit and expect us not to go nuts?
I don't know.
Hubba.
I knew this room was a bit rapey, so.
Silent Holocaust.
Yes.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it. That's how you can tell.
Yeah. Silent rape.
We have any more videos?
We do.
Of the silent Holocaust?
This one, cops investigating a drive-by shooting when the drive-by shooter returns, there's a drive-by shooting at the cops.
Was this in Canada?
Isn't that weird? Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh!
Despite my Canadian accent.
We're going to Ohio.
Yeah, we're going to Ohio. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Cops.
And when we get back, well, I'm the only one coming back, probably.
Fired into a home near East 75th
Cops that were investigating
Decker.
A drive-by
Police
shooting
talking to people there, looking for
got
evidence.
Drive-by shot at.
Suddenly, you'll be able to watch and listen. A van rolls by. Someone spraying more bullets. Listen to that.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Again, somehow,
shooting
no one hit
the
by the gunfire. The van
investigating
took off.
A drive-by
no
shooting.
Word on anyone arrested for this. Clearly, it could have been deadly. No respect for human life. No respect for law enforcement either. Your first
no
look at
respect.
That video.
And it's chilling.
Yep.
It is no respect, and it's chilling, and that's how bad it's gotten.
No respect for the I-team linking up their audio and video at the same time.
No respect. That's where it crosses a line. That's something I can do something about. You're all fired.
That was a lot of shots. That was like 16 shots.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was that sounded as it must have been one of those what do you call it? So you can turn an automatic weapon, make one out of a semi-automatic, one of those. What do you call those things?
A bump stock.
It's a bump stock. It was clear. We got to outlaw bump stocks.
I want one.
Second Amendment. You want? I want one. A bump stock. You got it. I get you a bump stock in Ohio. What are we? what are we up to? And thank you to members of law enforcement for doing the shit you do. This is ridiculous. We half these people don't even deserve it. Animals. They're all animals. Okay.
Thank you.
This one, the headline says it all. Handcuffed man tries to flee courthouse, nosedives over balcony.
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, we want to watch that one. That's one we definitely want to see. Oh, that would be the end of the video. Oh,
this is good.
He says, I got to get out of here with my yellow shirt. He's handcuffed, and he sprints out of the courtroom. This is clearly the best way to escape.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's a lot of action. Got to say.
Look at this. He tried to catch him. Did you see that?
I didn't.
He tried. That's how committed.
Is he bleeding?
Yeah, he's bleeding.
Oh my gosh.
Can we see that again?
He's really bleeding.
My goodness.
This is great.
Watch it in reverse. That would be
internal?
Amusing. Watch him fly up from the floor.
Oh,
yes. Back and forth is fun. Oh, and there it is.
He's like, yeah, it was easier in the pool.
All right, come back to me now. And... That's my rank, 7.5. I mean, bravery, amazing. He didn't stick the landing, though.
No, he did not.
As evidenced by that bloody face. That was fucked up, right?
Do you think he meant to go over, or did he come out going, oh, shit, I forgot about the...
There's like a cop right there when he goes out, so I think he just like panicked and went, just went for it, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean, watch the cop try to catch
you know,
him.
Right?
Broke into the sprint, yeah.
Watch the cop go...
Yeah, he comes rushing in like, hey, yeah. He's falling. This man is falling. I had to pick him up. I had to catch him.
So this one, unfortunately, doesn't have a video, but it's a funny story. I could read
it
to you.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. I am the Iron Man, and I'm not related to the man sitting at the desk.
Okay, what are we looking at?
All right, high school tracks. Well, this right here is a map of mapping out the crimes that we've seen already. And this new one comes from...
Look how brown the country is.
Homedale, New Jersey.
It's like a chocolate United States.
It's a national crime map.
Okay.
This is the only crime.
So does this do anything, or do we just have
a look at this? Well, this is a visual while I read this one. This is from Homedale, New Jersey. No video provided, so I'm just going to read it to you. Terror gripped the students and faculty of a New Jersey high school last week when the human feces was discovered on the track and football field every morning for days on end. After launching an investigation, local school district superintendent was caught in the act. Thomas Tremaglini, 42 years old, was arrested at 5:50 a.m. after he was observed defecating on the football field, the Washington Post reported. He was charged with public urination or defecation, lewdness, and discarding and dumping of litter.
It was defecation. We can say it. It was defecation.
A defecation.
What's the litter? I'm assuming that's toilet paper?
Maybe. Or the dookie.
The Dookie is something. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
There's a twist.
I got your snow day right here. You know. He's like,
have a, if I can't run track, like, yeah. No one can.
This must have been a guy who didn't make the team.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, cut the grass.
What's my time?
How many times did you do it?
<That's my time. laughs>
I can take a shit quicker than you run.
I'm going to shit a quarter mile by the end of the semester.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. Yeah. Why didn't we discover this story earlier when we could do something about it? We have to go. We are at an hour and a half. We'll be back next week with a story about Charlie Rose, who's accused of making an intern unclogged toilet brimming with feces. Yes, it's right here. Brimming with feces. Yep. Thank you, Kevin Downey Jr. See you on Trump. Sure. Thank you, Chloe LaBranch. The lovely Chloe LaBranch. Thank you, Bob Dylan. The guys in the booth and Ryan Katz Rivera. And thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show.